This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know what's going on in the world, but there's some drama at the drive-thru.
Big time.
I feel like Amber doesn't even... You haven't been to a drive-thru in...
It's been a long time.
Except Starbucks, maybe.
Yeah. Correct.
Do you do the app at Starbucks? I'm more of a...
I'll do the drive-thru when I'm looking super ratchet and hungover on the weekends. Nobody wants to see that.
Starbucks, will you do us a favor? I love the app, but you're right. I still have to go in. Will you just let us drive through the drive-thru? I'll wait, because there's times where I'm in my PJs and I'm like, I don't want to walk in there, but I also don't want to explain the complexities of my order, so...
Wait, this whole time when you guys using the app, I thought you were going in the drive-thru to pick up your stuff.
No, you have to walk in and then walk back.
Okay.
Yeah, so but it's just on a little thing waiting for you. So you just grab and go.
But you got to be seen in public.
You do have to walk in.
You do have to be seen.
If you're Amber Ratchet. Oh, my God. Anyway, so somewhere... So speaking of Starbucks, this is the first drive-thru drama, which is this dumbest thing I've ever heard, and we're just going to get this out of the way. Somebody just found out that they have a camera on us when we're ordering. And the internet is freaking out.
Wait, there's cameras in every drive-thru.
Hello?
No matter what. Yeah.
I just always assumed that.
By law.
I thought that when you drove up and they knew that you were there by seeing you in the camera, right?
Your car will...
It used to be there was like the same thing. Yeah, it was like driving into the gas station. You drove over the little...
I feel like I've been inside of a place with the drive-thru and you can see
the camera?
TV with the camera.
Well, by law, federal law, because if you're... I don't know what the PC term is. Deaf.
Oh.
Hearing impaired, whatever. Yes.
I think deaf is okay. I think you're allowed to say that.
They have to, by law, so they can sign their
order. So there has to be a Starbucks employee by law that knows sign language?
I guess so, because most people don't.
No way, really?
Right? I don't think so. I don't think they, by law, but you're right. If I'm signing my order, someone has to be able to...
You're allowed to drive while you're deaf, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what if somebody's...
I know.
Honking it?
Uh-huh.
Or there's a train?
Right.
Okay.
I've never thought about that.
I'm going through all the stuff because I remember there being controversy of like the drive-through ATM. There's Braille on the ATM, and it's
right.
Like, why would you need Braille on a drive-through ATM?
But if you're sitting in the back seat,
because they'd be driving. Well, you can't drive,
right? But they're sitting in the back seat, and someone's driving.
You don't want to give out your.
All right.
Well, glad we solved that.
So,
but you're right. Just assume you're on camera.
You're on camera
wherever you're
always.
At.
Always.
There's two cameras in this room that we know of.
Yes.
So that's some drive-through drama. But the real thing is, like, if you've been involved in a tussle, a ruckus, or you've had some sort of conflict in the drive-thru, or how about this? In Troy, Michigan, 3 a.m., two different people got DUIs.
They did. They both fell asleep in their own cars.
And they didn't know each other.
And they didn't.
That feels like they should have, right?
In the same drive-thru.
Dude, let's him and Dodge, you follow me, and we'll strengthen numbers.
Right.
I guess when they were asleep behind the wheel with the cars running, they didn't even put them in park. They just passed out.
Oh, yeah, that's you passing out.
Yes.
While they were passed out?
Yeah.
That's talent.
It kind of.
Because if your leg gets super relaxed and comes off, then
you're on motion.
You're going for it. So that's one little piece of drive-through drama. Then another worker at a fast food restaurant was pictured with his hand stuck down his pants.
Oh, no.
What?
He was standing in the kitchen. Somebody witnessed it. They were getting food for their daughter. And she was like, wow, none of these people are wearing uniforms. And then there was a guy with both hands down his pants.
And then serving food.
Ugh.
Yeah, that...
No gloves.
Yeah.
And hands.
Okay.
Down the pants. So if you've got some drive-through drama, like even if you're the person who works at the drive-through,
yes.
We'll take it from either side, but we want to hear your drive-through drama. My wife had a little bit of, I don't know.
Ooh,
how to,
do tell.
We don't do a lot of drive-through, but my kids love the, they love a couple different places.
Okay.
Oh, the drive-through?
Yeah. And there's one place, should I say?
Yes.
It's a place you can drive through or pull your car up and they'll roller skate out to you. How's that?
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
We all know.
Yep. And my kids don't drink soda. They just don't.
Nice.
Good for them.
But like, I mean, you know the scam, right? Like a burger's $6, the fries are $2. But if you order the meal, you get the burger, the fries, and the Coke for like $5.
Right.
So we wanted the meal, but he didn't want the soda.
Okay.
So she's like, okay, so I'll take the number one, blah. And then they're like, what soda do you want? She's like, no, we're good. Like, no, it's a meal that comes with the fries and the soda. She's like, got it. We're good. We don't want anything. He's like, you can't take nothing.
You can't take nothing.
You can't. Right. And she's like, but I can.
Right.
Let me show you how this works.
Here's you trying to hand me a soda.
That I'm going to pay for.
Right.
But
uh-huh.
I don't want it. Right.
So I'm just telling you, don't make a cherry Coke. Don't make a, what? Just don't. Well, you want to add for a Slurpee? We get to do these other things for a dollar more. It's like, I don't want it. Like, I don't want it. And they like,
you can't not
they're in
have
a, they're in a ruckus. And he literally just keeps saying, you can't take nothing.
But that's
what
I don't know how
what's
it resolved.
The difference, like ring in a meal and
right.
then just,
and then just don't make the soda. How about you have the soda? Yeah. Congratulations,
right.
It's a free soda.
The soda.
Right? Yeah. Which kind do you like?
Ma'am,
what's your
you
favorite?
Cannot have
so
nothing.
What? Yeah. What happened?
I don't remember. I just know she came home and there was blood on her, and she was like,
but "No soda.
No soda."
So she got her way.
She won.
She was able to take nothing. So if you've been a part of drive-through drama, we want to hear your story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking drama of the drive-through variety.
Yes.
I feel like most of these people are going to be drunk.
Okay.
Isn't that when you go to the drive-through?
Fair.
You're at Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
Right.
Lisa?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's your drive-through drama?
So I was in downtown Denver, and it was super late, and we were going through this drive-through, and we sat behind this guy for 20 minutes, I kid you not, at the window, because he didn't want to pay for his food before it was handed to him.
He didn't do what?
He didn't want to pay. No, you don't hand the food, because then he's going to drive away. He wanted the food handed, then he'd pay.
That's not how that works.
That's not how the transaction works. You're in a car, dude.
Yeah.
Your getaway vehicle is obvious. But you're like, you're locked in by the curbs on either side of you, so you can't get this.
Oh, I hate
God.
Those
transaction
kinds of
to go through.
It was awful. And it was like the worst 20 minutes of my life. And then, of course, you know, they call the cops because he was getting kind of aggressive and took off. He saw the cop car come around the corner and was like, nope, I'm out.
And meanwhile, Lisa, your food's been sitting up there for 20 minutes.
It's on a heat lamp.
Yes.
You know, Slacker, I didn't even, or Steve, I didn't think about that, but thank you for that.
Yes, that's, yeah, that's gross.
Adding that.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Yeah, I mean, in your Jeep, I would just shove them out of the way.
Exactly.
No, that's why you need a burner car when you're going through.
Yeah, burner car.
Kelsey?
Yay.
Yay. Drive-through drama.
Yeah, so I used to work at a drive-through, and window was always busy. We had this car pull up, and the passenger had a bong sitting on the floor all the way up into their lap, and as he rolled down the window, their entire car full of smoke came into our drive-through.
Oh, oh wow.
For real?
Everyone got hungry.
Sales increased that day.
Oh, my God. Did you still serve them? I guess you have to.
My pleasure.
Yes, you still serve them.
Wow.
You're obviously a little high. You want some food for your munchies, so I'm here to serve you.
There you go.
Now the staff is high.
Thank you, Kelsey. Katya.
Yay.
Yay.
I feel like I didn't say that right.
You nailed
Katya?
It.
Katya.
Katya.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's your drive-thru drama?
So I worked for Starbucks, and we had so many drive-thru stories, but one of the recent ones, we had a lady who came over in the morning, and it was about 7:30 in the morning, one of the busiest times of the day, and she had a brand new SUV that she purchased for over $30,000 that just broke down in the middle of the drive-thru, that we could not even push it out, and they actually had to send a towing company to come pick it up because it was totally stalled in the middle, and it was blocked for 2 hours.
Oh, 7:30 in the morning, and I can't get my Starbucks on.
Oh, everyone's pissed.
Oh.
Everybody was pissed. It was so bad. And when the towing truck arrived,
my God,
the axle hook broke, so they had to send another towing truck to be able to get
the
What the hell?
I just need caffeine. Out of my way. Thank you for the call, Connie. Kendall.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Drive-through drama.
So I was behind the guy in front of me, and he was just, you could just tell on one. He was freaking out. He was screaming. Finally, I overheard, I guess he had like an expired gift card that he wanted to use for his order. And they're like, sir, it's expired. Like, you can't, like, it's your total's $12.99. Like, you gotta pay.
But and he's going to die on that hill. He's not going to, I'm not letting it go.
Yeah. And he punched the drive-thru guy in the face.
What?
Through the window.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay, now I'll take your gift card.
Right.
This
that
is
makes
your,
it better.
Your negotiation tactic.
It was crazy. The cops were getting there as I, like, pulled away. I was like, I got my chicken minis. I'm out of here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the call, Kendall. Brittany.
Yay.
Yay. Drive-through drama.
Hi. So I, back in high school, my car and I was with a bunch of friends. This car in front of us tried to jump our car.
Oh. What, a gang fight?
Had to be called, and
did they know you?
No, they knew none. They thought that we were actually another car, but they surrounded our car and like banging on the windows, trying to get us out. And we had to call the cops in order to get them to go away. And they realized that this was not the people that they were wanting to get involved
with. Oh, our bad.
Sorry. We thought you were in the Socs.
That's scary.
Oh, my God.
Drive, you can't really get it. Yeah,
we were all about 18 years old, so we did not know what was going on.
That's some drama. Thank you, Brittany. Danielle.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
Drive-through drama.
Yeah, so when my friends and I were in college, we were super bored one night, and I don't know why, I decided to try to go through the drive-thru in reverse.
Fun!
It was super fun for us. The people at the restaurant were not happy about it, and they were screaming at us, and
why?
Were yelling at us, because they were afraid that we were going to run over the sign on our way out. And yeah, they were furious.
Oh.
I mean, because I've done it and they weren't mad at all.
You drove back?
Yeah, because when the passenger wants to be the one who orders, you don't want them like breathing on you.
So you whipped it.
Yeah, I flipped it around and I'm like, you order, and then they can just roll their window down.
Wait, no, you have to.
It's diabolical.
Seems logical.
But no,
yeah,
I think the reason they weren't mad at me is they knew I'm a boy and I know how to back a car up. And
oh, what?
A whole bunch of girls.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
Does everybody in this world hate getting older?
I don't.
You like, but as a woman, most women, this sounds very stereotypical, you kind of fight it, right?
Right.
You fight aging.
Yes.
But you don't, you want to get older, you just don't want your face to get older.
Right. That is the goal.
So I overheard my daughter today, they were doing Would You Rathers, and she was like, her friend asked her, would you rather be 5 years older or 2 years younger?
Hmm.
At that age, I definitely wanted to be 5 years older.
I was shocked that she said younger. Both of them said younger.
They don't want to get old. They don't want responsibility.
Really?
Little nine-year-old? I don't know. Isn't that weird? Because I being nine,
when
it's like, oh, my God.
Young, yeah.
I want to, God, I want to drive. Older, I want to do.
Yes.
I wanna,
like,
yeah.
She doesn't. My son would answer older for sure.
But she wants to be seven.
Everybody in this room would go younger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, what is there anything to look forward to for any of us at 5 years older than we are right now?
No.
Nothing.
No, no life. There's no nothing.
When was the last time you actually looked forward to something? Like, we looked forward to 21 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I was excited for 25 too.
Why? Quarter life?
I don't really know. I think. Actually, if I look back, I think I was just in a transition period in my life, and I was like getting my stuff together a little bit better and feeling more successful. And I was just like, yeah, 25, like
it's like
late 20s. I'm going for it. You know,
when you hit that age, it's like anything you did at 22 is immature. You start, if you want to do something you did like the year before, that's kind of immature. You're in that wheelhouse of...
It is weird every year. There's like a 10, 15 year period where every year you look back and go, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally can't believe how stupid you were. You were so stupid. Well, there's
true.
There's a story out, basically. It's a survey where they found the five best things about getting older.
Aw.
And so I think we should try to encourage people to want to be older.
Okay.
Are you comfortable getting older?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I noticed there's a lot less game playing, you know, and all that stuff when you were younger. Like when it says dating and relationships, there's a lot of, well, I can't call her right away. I have to wait 2 days. That type of crap.
And from a guy's perspective, like now it's okay. At a certain age, you are going to sleep with each other on the first date.
Because
you're both like, hey, let's test drive this thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to take you to dinner now.
Right. Like, let's just figure it out.
Why do I need to see you eat three times before I can?
Right.
Like it's.
And I think you let a lot of the small stuff just kind of go by the wayside.
That's
true.
That's basically all these five things are everything we're describing right now. Let me go through them. Number one, reasons it's great to get older. You have more life experience. You're wiser and you make better decisions.
Yes.
Here's that.
I'm going to say this. I was a very old soul, never did any drugs, was like, didn't drink until I was legally of age.
That's
really?
Yes.
Well, you made up for it in later life.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm more rambunctious now. I don't think I'm living that one.
Oh, so you towed the line more when you were younger, and now you're a little bit more.
I'm sort of like doing some crap that I wouldn't have done before.
Huh.
Like, I mean, I drink a lot. I feel like I'm making up for lost time.
Yeah.
I don't need.
I think I make better decisions probably, but like not that much better.
I know. You're a few more years, you'll look back and go. Number two, being comfortable in your own skin.
1,000%.
Yeah. You kind of know who you are more a little bit, and you know what you're not more than maybe you would.
Yeah.
I guess so. Because like it says, even though we stress over wrinkles, we still end up feeling more confident. I used to be so paranoid about hair loss that I wouldn't even be in this room with you. I would not turn around and look at the wall behind me because you guys could see the back of my head.
Wow.
I hated going to sporting events because somebody would be sitting behind me.
But you don't even know.
I know it's dumb. I don't know you sitting behind me, but I gave it thought.
Just an insecurity that you have.
100%.
Wow.
It's beyond weird.
You know, it's weird is I don't even think of him.
I know you. It's weird that you don't, but yeah. It used to be what defined me. And now I'm like, I don't think about it.
As long as your wife and kids love you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Aww.
This is so feel good. let's see. Having a greater sense. These are the five things that are great about getting older. Having a greater sense of gratitude for the little things in life.
There's a little part of me that's about to turn this into a not feel good thing. I think that life gets a little harder and more stressful as you get older. So you like appreciate the little things more because really you realize like you got all this other crap to do over here. So like you're like, oh, I get to have a, I don't know, eat without my kids or something. And you're like, oh, this is nice.
I agree with that.
I feel like it was forced when I was a kid. My parents made me say please and thank you and blah, blah, blah. So I was a more grateful person then than I am now. I'm blowing this whole, like, yeah. I am not a grateful person right now. I think I expect it. Mm. And I wish I was more grateful.
Wow, because I am. I agree with Amber. I think I find myself a little of the smaller
you
things.
You are?
Yeah, I don't, wow.
You don't think I'm that way, but I just don't, like, it's nothing ever really makes me happy enough to go, how often have I said thank you to either one of you? Like, never.
You're very sarcastic, though. That's just your...
But that's an excuse. Yeah. I don't think I'm a grateful person.
One thing you are good at, and no one else does, is if I'll hand you a piece of paper, you'll say thank you.
Right, like, but that's a learned response. Sure. That's a question answer. Uh-huh. But I don't think I'm great. I don't go to my kids, hey, you're awesome. I'm grateful that you're... This is horrifying. You need to do
because your wife does it all the time.
No, I mean, we still do it. I think my kids still feel it, but because I don't say things out loud.
It's
often
not natural.
Enough.
You feel like this is a parenting thing I must do.
Right.
No, you tell your kids. Good.
Book says every 2 days, and when they do something good, positive reinforcement. Blah, 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 blah.
So you're always there when it's the negative, but you're never
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Parenting is a negative reinforcement. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, it's like, don't touch that. Drop that. Turn that off. Like,
yeah.
Dang. This was supposed to be feel good.
I'm sorry. Turned it.
Number four, reasons it's good to get older. You have more independence and freedom.
Definitely.
That's financially. I mean, yeah. Like, but you've had it your whole life,
know.
Steve.
I don't really know what you got.
Steve.
I don't know your struggle.
I know, but all of a sudden he's selling all of his eBay stuff, so now he's even more, he's like...
I'm even richer.
He is. I've seen guys, like, buying your stuff for thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And I say this? This is not gratitude, but this is an apology. For years, I've made fun of you for keeping that crap in your basement.
It's a grown man that's keeping toys.
You were right.
I was hoping.
Finally, you learn to let little things go. You figure out what's really important,
well,
and you don't sweat the small stuff.
Although, I find myself a little bit more cantankerous about little things.
That's exactly it!
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
But Amber, you're ready to jettison anybody anytime, right? You're like, if somebody, I think you were saying, like, if somebody rubs you wrong, it's just like, peace out.
Yeah. There's just, at this point in your life, you're like, I know who my people are, and... They like me, and if you don't, it's okay.
You have no time. You're not going to invest any time.
Yeah. In fact, I have too many people to invest time in. So if we don't vibe, then
you're fine.
I'm good.
Amber's probably breaking up with a bunch of people tonight.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about terrible teachers, but let me just, this happens every time.
Disclaimer.
As a whole, teachers are awesome. We love you. We know you have a really hard job,
right.
And whatever. And I'm going to go 95% of you are great.
You're stellar.
You are.
You get A+.
You do. There's 5% of you that are shady. Ooh,
okay.
When Steve and I were growing up, there were teachers, I think they were solely in the game so that they could punch kids.
Yeah, because they knew they could. I got manhandled.
You got roughed up, dude.
I did, so you got punched out in the hallway.
I just got throat held up against lockers by the principal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got throat held, backed up to a cement wall, and my head banged repeatedly against the wall.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of deserved it.
I'm going to say this. I didn't. I was merely being funny.
You were.
And Mr. Grauberger didn't get it yet.
Grauberger has a bad sense of humor, that Grauberger.
In his defense.
Oh, here we go. Was it all Grauberger,
yeah,
was it?
Middle school, because by the end of my middle school tenure, he loved me.
He finally got your sense of humor?
Yeah. But this was, so middle school back in our day, Amber, was 7 through 9.
That's right. True.
So in 6th grade, we went to tour the school, and that's when I was like, he didn't know my sense of humor yet, so I'm just like, snarky comment after everything on the tour, and he finally turned around and grabbed me by the throat and held me up against the lockers.
Just on the tour?
On the tour in 6th grade, I was like, I'm not going to middle school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it scared the crap out of me.
It's like, let him be.
Yes. But now, I mean, by the time once he was around me enough, we had...
He ever apologize for throat?
I don't think he remembered throat holding.
He does it so often that he just couldn't remember. All
Can you imagine if somebody today did that?
Oh my gosh, all hell would break loose.
Oh yeah, it'd be protests
it'd be everything.
So the reason we're kind of talking about terrible teachers, we'll take violence, we'll take whatever. But there's like 20 stories in the news right now where
relations,
and it's all female teachers now
again. We haven't had any bad, you know, it was always dudes. Well, we haven't had that.
Growing up, it was dudes, right?
Always dudes. Never.
The way you said that, Amber, did it happen to you? Did you have, you didn't sleep with anybody.
No. Although, I would have had a major crush on my AP Gov teacher, Mr. Poole. Oh, God, I can't believe I just said his name. I hope he's not listening. Me and my friend Gina, we had the hots for him. And if we would have had a shot... I think it would have happened.
This was in middle school?
No.
Elementary, Steve.
We were seniors in high school. It was AP Gov. We were 18. It would have been legal. But no, I did have a very, very inappropriate middle school teacher.
Here we go.
He was our woodshop teacher, and there was me and maybe like 4 or 5 other girls that were like friends, and we used to like, you know, sit in the corner and giggle and like do our projects together, and he would always come around and just like be weird and like act like he's helping, but like touch you weird.
Actually touch.
One time I had a tag sticking out of the back of my shirt, and he reached down and tucked my tag in and was like,
didn't tell you.
I'm just going to help you out with that, and like grazed my back. And I was like, eventually we actually did have to have conversations with like the principal, and I believe there was like a detective involved. And it got bad.
Let me guess. Shop teacher, he touched you with his 4-finger.
Yes, the nubby did.
He did have a nubby.
Yes.
The auto body teacher and the shop teacher, it's a requirement of the job to be missing at least part of a finger.
Because then you're not legit.
No, they're like, wait, you work with wood? Show me. it's the index finger on my left hand. There it is.
Right. You're right.
Good job. My shop teacher was like...
Lecherous, too?
No, he was missing like almost all of his fingers. So there is a tipping point where you're not even a good teacher anymore. It's like, yeah, I don't think we're going to trust you to show him how to use a saw.
He had 2 holes.
He's like, hey,
speaking of fingers, I also had a math teacher who had 1 single long nail, and we all knew what that was for.
Whoa.
Shut up.
He was all like, yes.
He had a Coke nail in what grade?
High school.
What?
And we all knew. We're like, you're not. And like, yeah, it was just very obvious. And I can't believe they just let her get away with that.
Yeah, that's.
They just let her have her Coke now.
Can I say this? I think when you get out of school to be a teacher, you should have to do like kindergarten through 4th grade, because if you get to teach high school, you're only 4 years apart.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's a recipe for, you're 22 and they're 18.
That was the teacher I had a crush on. He was super young. He just graduated, we didn't have
a
huge age difference. No. And it was.
You need the old teachers in high school.
Yep.
So they're not as.
And there's like some sort of like lack of like authority around it. I think.
Amber Poole. That's got a nice
It's got a good ring. We should look him up. All right. So if you've had a terrible teacher, it doesn't have to just be like, it can be elementary school. It can be a college professor. We don't care. We want to hear your terrible teacher tales. Going back to the stories in the news, there's 2 different stories of teachers having relations. One of them in Oklahoma was having threesomes with their students. Here's what I don't get.
What?
Has any teacher had relations with a student and not got caught? Like, you're having relations with a young man who's not going to shut up.
Right, he's going to brag to everybody.
I'm hitting Miss Jones! Like, he's just going to, like,
yes,
what are you doing?
You know it's coming.
The girls probably are dealing with, like, a little shame and embarrassment, and the, like,
yes,
young boys
you're
are
right.
like, look what I did last
right.
weekend.
Like, every hey. One of them gets caught, and it's not, nobody's going to go, oh, it's understandable, you're in, there.
No.
You're going to jail.
Yes.
After Mary Kay Letourneau or whatever, that lady, she was still married to the student.
Do they have kids together or something?
Yeah. A couple.
And she, like, went back.
I think they had one kid while she was in prison.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's love.
She started with this dude when he was 13.
Oh, so that's the only person that he's been with. He doesn't know anybody else.
Likely so,
wow.
Yes.
Yikes.
He's mad. Just one last quick observation. They're all, pretty much all of them are hot. All the teachers are hot.
All the hot teachers are...
I know, I'm saying the hot teachers are the ones... if you need relations from someone outside your marriage, you don't have to sleep with a child.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I saw a gallery pictures of all the...
All the mugshots in there? It's
and they're
like...
they're all pretty... Yeah, they all got it going on.
One last terrible... I know, that was a terrible observation, and Amber's like sitting over there ready to throw judgment. What difference does it make? Ugly teachers need love, too. There was a professor at Drexel University who stole $185,000 in grants and spent it all on porn. Well, he spent on adult entertainment, sports bars, and other unauthorized things.
Oh,
holy.
My gosh.
So it doesn't just have to be being groped by a three-fingered teacher.
Right.
Or sleeping with somebody, or being held up against a wall. Whatever you figured out that made a teacher absolutely terrible, we want to hear your story.
Slacker and Steve.
We are looking for terrible teachers,
yes,
knowing full well that most teachers are not terrible. They're terrific. And maybe one day we'll do terrific. No, we won't.
Okay. Right.
Does anybody want to hear, oh my God, my teacher was so lovely. Give me a ride home from school. Yawn. David?
Yay.
Yay.
Hang on, David. We've got VD on you.
Voice disguiser.
We don't want you to be all VD'd up. What's your terrible teacher?
Well, we had many. When I grew up in a middle school, every teacher had their own custom paddle. So our shop teacher had a plexiglass paddle with holes in it. Our gym teacher had a baseball bat sawed in half. We had another teacher had a broken piece of wood. I mean, we had, every teacher had a paddle, could use it anytime on anyone. I mean, we saw girls get paddled. I mean, it was ridiculous.
They were allowed to hit anyone when it, was this a Catholic school?
No. No.
No.
And they could hit them for any reason. And the worst part about it is you went home with a note, and then your parents saw it, and then you got swatted by your parents.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The shop teacher already hit me with plexiglass.
Right.
I don't need to be punished anymore.
And my parents have a custom paddle when they get home. So it's like,
they have a paddle teaching class like at Home Depot. That is...
Wow, that's so illegal.
That's
nowadays.
Intense.
How long ago was this?
Yeah, probably, let me think about this, in early 80s, 81,
yeah.
82.
What?
That seems late for that, but that's amazing. Thank you for the call, man.
Damn.
They would burn the school down now. Like
oh,
you
my
cannot,
gosh, that would never happen.
Ever. DJ?
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
So it wasn't me, but my husband went to school, high school, with a kid who was sleeping with one of the teachers.
Nice.
He got her pregnant. They got found out. She went to prison, had the baby in prison. I think, if I remember correctly, her parents had custody of the baby, and then by the time she was out, he was graduated 18. They're now married and have, like, two more kids together.
Holy!
Wait, was the teacher the girl or the boy?
The girl.
Okay, so she went to prison for that. She was just another Mary Kay Letourneau.
Okay.
And they're together still.
Yep.
See, that's true love.
10 years later, they just had their 10-year reunion, so yeah.
Dang,
oh, you go to the reunion to hook up people for three ways? What in the world? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the one time in life that Steve believes in true love.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like Steve never is cheering for love except in this instance.
Yeah, oh, my God, it's a teacher with a kid? Yeah.
So
true
in love.
Can't help who you love, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Allie?
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
How are you? Okay, so high school... English teacher. I had walked in one day. I was late to class, I'll admit it. Had shorts on, so I had my back turned to him, and he asked me, he goes, do you want to turn yourself into the principal's office? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, no. And I was like, but my ass is turned to you, so you're obviously, like, checking me out. And he was like, no, just sit down. But we also had to, like, sit in a circle and tell him about, like, personal issues that were happening with us. So he would, like, get intimately involved with, like, a boyfriend or whatever.
What?
The other thing was, so he was like, hey, if you get a good grade or if you need some tutoring, like, come by my apartment or I'll take you out if you get a good grade. He'll take us out in his Nissan Z300 and, like, drive us around.
What?
But the crazy thing is, no joke, is he still works out at the same gym that I do.
Whoa.
What kind of car is he rocking now?
Okay.
Yeah. So, kind of iRock or
no
something?
Joke, it was like the creepiest thing. And to this day, he will be like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, sir, we've been out of high school for a while.
He was like grooming them as high school students.
That's sick.
Ugh. Kathy?
Yeah.
Terrible teachers.
I was in third grade and I was pretty small. And I had a teacher named Miss Bottomley, but she should have been Miss Topoli because she had very large breasts. And she would lift them and put them on her desk. And one day I didn't get my books out fast enough. I could have been a troublemaker, I'm not sure. But she slapped me while she was saying, I said, get your books out now. And on the last slap, I went flying off my chair.
She slapped you on every syllable? Like, I said, get
I
your...
told, yeah.
That's,
oh
yes, she did.
That's how that teacher banged my head on the beat
for real.
When they was
oh, he was like, "I told." Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. Four beat.
She didn't
yeah.
get in
four times.
That's when you got paddled in the principal's office.
That it's like they were. Thank you for the call, Kathy. Like they taught that. They're like, if you really want to drive your
yeah.
hit them
on
the syllables. That is amazing, Jana.
Yay.
Terrible teachers.
Yes, a grade school teacher in my hometown, when kids were bad, she would lock them in a dog cage in the classroom.
A dog cage?
Yes. A big, like a
crate?
Wire mesh. Yeah, like a crate.
Holy.
Oh my God.
I have less of a problem with that.
No, that's humiliating.
No, it was horrible. I mean, in front of all the kids in the classroom and in the corner of the classroom, if they were bad, they went in the dog.
I can see Steve doing the math in his head. Have your head pummeled against a wall to the beat or be in a dog cage.
There
I'm choosing
is.
Dog cage
yeah.
every time.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We need to talk about cheating.
Okay.
And not like Steve's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I need to get better at it. So let's, yeah.
So we have six things cheaters always say when confronted with proof that they're cheating.
Ooh.
Everybody in this room has been cheated on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We've all cheated too, right?
Everybody in this room has cheated?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
The enthusiasm with which Steve says these things. So we were kind of talking a little bit about it off air, and Steve asked a question. We had to, like, come on the air right away. Would you rather have a person physically cheat on you or emotionally cheat on you?
I think they're both heartbreaking, maybe in a little bit different ways, but almost equal to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Because most women, they always tell me, oh, no, the emotional cheating's way worse than being physically cheated on. Because if he has feelings.
It's the opposite for guys, right?
Yeah, yes. But if he has
feelings.
Yeah,
you can go say all lovey-dovey things to some other dude you want, but as soon as you let him touch you, I'm like, that's not good.
Really?
Opposite.
Yes. Opposite.
Yeah. And if a guy expresses his feelings and emotions to another woman, bam.
Because he never wants to express them with you.
Right.
So that maybe that's why it hurts more.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why couldn't you just tell me that?
Yeah.
Yep.
That you...
I guess I'm thinking, like, just plain physical cheating, like, went out, got wasted, hooked up,
yep.
and then have an emotional affair but never touch them. If it's combined, oh my gosh, I don't even know how you get over that.
If it's an affair.
Yeah.
If it's a long thing and they're having relations. So let's go through some of these things and we'll see if any of these things... I'm going to start at the end because... Like, if a guy literally says number six
right.
to you when he's got caught cheating.
Bye.
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 This is something guys say. She gets me in a way that you don't.
Oh.
You're literally blaming the person you just cheated on.
Yep.
She drove him to it, yeah. If she would provide the things that he needed in the... Okay, you're right. I'll shut up.
That I will say there is truth to... there. It's not right. But I think we can all agree, probably just the people in this room, and if you're texting right now, you won't agree, but like, there is some culpability on both sides. If your significant other isn't having their physical needs met or their emotional needs met and they go get it somewhere else, I'm not saying it's your fault, but you have some responsibility.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I would also say, though, it's if your needs aren't being met, hopefully you're not just skipping to finding it elsewhere. Right. You better be working on it in your relationship not having like an emotional affair.
100%. But all I'm saying is the smarter play would be to go like, you're not meeting my needs. And it, like, I'm thinking about it. You want to work it out? Or you want me to go hit that? Or what do you want to do? Or like,
really cut and dry there.
Well, I mean, if you're at a certain point, but it's like, but the dude is still like in this scenario, like he's still a dirtbag. Like he didn't.
Definitely.
But he's not the only one to blame is all I'm saying.
Right.
There's still some responsibility. Can we agree? Like, I'm just like, I just don't want to. Okay.
Yeah. Relationship takes two people.
I was abused. Is something.
Wait, that was a guy?
I think this is from either side. I think.
And that just makes me free and clear that I was abused when I was a kid. So
it becomes this scapegoat that you use for everything. Like abused. In this scenario, they say maybe he was abused as a child and that's nothing to sneeze at, but it's never come up as a trauma that has affected him in any other way. It shouldn't give him a pass right now. But I think guys will do that where it's like it's their little ace in the hole where it's like,
that was abused.
Because not to focus on you, Steve, but your parents died pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily use that.
Wow.
As like an excuse. No,
don't give him.
What did I just say? All women who are thinking about seeing Steve, I'm sorry.
Just lit up like, yes, you're right. I haven't used that excuse. Right?
You could say.
Yeah.
Like,
I lost
the reason I have no physical, no emotional attachments to my parents. Like, no, the reason I can't attend your parties, group gatherings remind me of my parents. Like, you could use your parents' death.
That's true. And who's going to question? Who's going to second guess?
They become a dirtbag for questioning you.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's brilliant.
But if the first time you use the argument is when you got caught cheating, that's when you get busted. That's what they're saying. You can't.
Play the abuse card.
You gotta have used it in something else. And
so
then,
bring it up first.
Yes.
And then
you
get caught.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. If you're planning on. Right. Oh my God.
This is working out
pretty well. Number four. But you blank, and that's what made me do it. Which is kind of what.
Oh, blaming the.
It is. That's what we sort of already talked about that when we were talking about she gets me in a way you don't.
You can't place blame on the other person. It's your actions.
Yeah.
When you got cheated on, Amber. Did he use any of these so far?
Actually, he was pretty amazing about taking full responsibility for his actions.
He's a guy, right?
Yeah. He did?
He took responsibility.
1,000%. Yeah. He was just like...
Didn't say it wasn't because you weren't fulfilling?
Never. No.
I respect that.
That's amazing.
The one thing he like tried to slip in was like... It was early on, and it's like, no, does it? I don't care.
Shut it down.
But right after that, it was just like, I did this. I messed up. How can I make it better? What questions do you have? Like, what do we do from here?
For sure.
But it doesn't matter that it was early on?
So there was two incidents. And the first one, we were supposed to be exclusive, but like we hadn't actually like said that we were together yet. So that one, I'm like,
give him a mulligan on that one?
I still don't like it, though. It still was like, okay. The second one, full on, blatantly not okay. He had just gone through some stuff. Again, excuses, It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm sorry you were dealing with life events and then went and got wasted, blackout, and did some stuff that you messed up on. It doesn't make it better.
It doesn't.
Did he say, because number three is, I'm sorry. Did he say he was sorry?
Right away.
But what they say in this story is he apologizing to you
or
is he sorry that he got caught?
That's the thing.
And that's what I accused of right away. And there was lots of genuine apology and why he was sorry, not just like a blanket, like, I'm sorry.
Because that is the easiest thing to, like, when I got caught when I was young and whatever, it was like, I said I was sorry 1,000 times, but when I read that sentence, I don't think I was genuinely sorry. I was sorry I got caught.
You got caught. Oof.
I mean, I'm genuinely sorry now because I have the perspective of now having been cheated on, and it's like, wow, that was so mean what I did.
Yeah. But you weren't sorry that you hurt her. You were sorry that...
Not at that moment.
Right.
When you're confronted with the facts, you're just like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And it's like, who are you talking to, her or you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
You. I mean, if I'm being honest, I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
Two more things that cheaters say, I'll never do it again.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Don't mind that when they still say once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe that. Because you cheated and you'd never do it again.
Never. I would never, ever do it again.
But do you believe when he goes, no, I'll never do it again. Okay.
In that scenario, I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Because you cheated on some guy that for whatever reason, we're not scapegoating him. But like, I think you would cheat on that same guy again. You, Amber with somebody else would never cheat again. Like, the circumstances still exist in that relationship. It's like you need to break up when somebody cheats because it's busted. The trust is busted. It's never going to be right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even if you say you're going to be together and he's like whatever, then he's constantly checking up on you and getting your phone and stuff. And you're like, I might as well just cheat because you're accusing me of it every single day.
Yeah. I still think that it can be worked through, though. I really do. I think it's hard and it takes a lot of commitment on both people, but I think you can get through it. It depends on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different circumstances if they take responsibility and don't say things like I did it because of blah 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 that you did to me.
All right, the last one is it didn't mean anything.
Would you say that to a woman?
Oh, no.
Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Oh, Amber, you're right.
In her mind, she goes, oh, you didn't give crap about that.
If it did me, really? Then why'd you do it to me?
Right.
Like, it's something so insignificant.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Then what am I?
Right.
I'm just a speck of nothingness.
That's the worst thing that you could probably say.
He didn't
right?
say that, right? But sometimes it doesn't mean, like, in
and
his
I actually
case,
don't
it
think
didn't,
it didn't mean right? anything. Yeah, I don't think it meant anything, but no, he never said that. I think I would have slapped him.
But it didn't mean anything to him, but it means everything to you.
Yeah.
So when you say it doesn't mean anything, you're just belittling her emotions.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to put all this up, and you can put it on our Facebook page. If you want to disagree with any of it, hit us up at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
So three people who have zero ink on them are going to spend some time talking about tattoos?
Uh-huh.
and likely judge other people for the stupid ones they got?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you judge other people's tattoos?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I don't understand people where they would like vandalize a work of art. Why would you spray paint over a work of art? Why would you tag something?
If
beautiful?
Something means something to you, you like...
A memory board? Don't you have like a... Take a picture?
You don't... You just don't... But can I just say, I've walked in... I don't know how to phrase this correctly. I've walked in on you on like the Suicide Girl Facebook page, just like scrolling. And your one girlfriend had a friend who was like,
she was
inked
all,
up like to the max, and she was
beautiful. And I, to this day, why are you mucking all that
up? Oh my God, she was so hot with all the tattoos.
It doesn't
sometimes
enhance.
It really works on a person. But then there are some people, it just doesn't.
It doesn't.
Then if you get the one, then I don't know.
I can't believe
I have
you
feelings.
Don't have one.
I don't think I can carry it off, really. And then I more have just been afraid of the commitment of it all. But then I'd have to get like the dainty, and you can't just have like one dainty. You have to have like a bunch, you know?
No, you could have one dainty if you put it in the right spot. Like if you
really?
Put it like on your ankle. Like that's where
a butterfly or a whale,
yes.
Yeah.
Or everybody gets that. There's
pearl.
Like 10 birds all kind of flying away.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? That
yeah.
one.
That's a
they're,
popular.
No, but they're just like little silhouettes
little
of birds.
V's or...
Yes. It's I am not doing it justice because okay. You're making me feel really uncomfortable because my wife has it.
Oh, where was she?
She's got it on her. Like,
I was just going to say, if I were to get one, it'd be on like this side of my wrist or hand.
But it's on kind of the back side of her palm. And so she has to go in and get these touched up all the time because you wear it out. You like, oh, they get okay. All kind of grayed out, and she has to go back in and they color them back in.
They're flying away? Are they flying to her? Or for, or?
Here's the other thing about tattoos. Like, when she got that, I'm like, what is that? It's like, you want freedom? You want to fly away? And she's like, I like the birds.
Right. Oh. Everyone wants to know what it means.
Yes.
And you have to have a story behind it. You can't right. Just be like, oh, I just like this. It's like, you just got it because you like it. What? Right.
That's true.
But you don't ask somebody, it's like, why'd you buy that shirt at Express? It's like, what does it mean to you? It's like, I don't know. It's black with a V. It's just something on my body. I don't. Mm-hmm. So this woman that got us talking about it, she's pretty inked up already, but she went and had her eyeballs tattooed purple. The whites of her eyes are purple.
No.
Legit. I think we're going to put a picture of her up on Facebook.
Tattoo. There's
spooky.
Ink in there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a dude who did it, who made his eyes black. And so when you look at him, yeah. He looks like an alien. Plus, he's like... he's like 10 times farther beyond Post Malone. He's covered. His face is covered. Like, as soon as you start getting face tattoos, you've said, I'm not going to work at a white collar place.
Correct.
Like, screams. Yeah.
You're like, I'm never. And when you've tattooed your eyeballs purple, she's very pretty.
Does that mean your eye boogers are purple and black?
I don't.
Do you cry purple?
Ooh.
I don't
think
so.
That would be cooler than having purple.
Yes, but I don't think that happens. She's a dancer, I think, so we could see her somewhere.
Okay.
She's a San Diego, and she could have, they told her when they were doing it, like, you could go blind. She's like, do it anyway.
Get out of town.
She's That's so committed.
Dedication to a look.
So what we'd like to talk about, we're calling it Tattoo Tales. Do you have a great tattoo you want to talk about? Meh, we probably don't want to talk to you, but we still would. We want to talk about the stupidest tattoos you have on you.
There you go.
You have on somebody else. It's misspellings. There's somebody said there was a dude at Subway making their sandwich. There was a girl's name on his arm with a line through it. And then another girl's name underneath. I don't hate that.
You remember when you're doing charting and you have a mistake? You have to draw a line. Neck. Initial it. Dang
yes.
It.
I would put the little carrot.
Yes. That.
Little initials. Yes. That's not terrible.
Okay.
Not bad.
I mean, somebody we know was dating and so in love with a Canadian chick. God, who was that? That he got the huge maple leaf on his wrist.
Oh, wow.
And then it ended badly. And I don't remember what he did, but I think it was just a big X. I think he just X'd out the maple leaf.
Because you're right, it's just a leaf now.
You're Canadian! Like,
all right, so if you got a tattoo tale, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. There's another girl who just put an L and an R on her hands.
Oh,
discuss.
You know, I think... Well, I can't believe I'm about to admit this.
No! You don't know the difference?
No, I do now, but for the longest I didn't, and I was marked by a freckle on my arm. I would like look down and be like, oh, this is my right. Because of the, now I know, but for a while I didn't.
That's why she couldn't keep
track
of left and right.
She was constantly not knowing which was which.
She was confused.
I'm going to say this. They're not big, and it almost looks like a little... Like a typewriter, just a little L, like right in between your thumb and index finger on that little fleshy webbed part.
Oh.
It's cute. It seems really stupid. It makes you look like a complete moron.
Yeah.
But it's a
endearing
little,
a little bit.
It's a kind of a tiny little bit.
Kind of cute.
Don't you know you can hold your hand up and it makes an L?
Yeah, but you can't just do that. Or if you're driving and someone's like, take a right. And you're like. Ah, other right. Like, you know, you just.
What?
Well, now I know, but back then, you know, I was unsure.
I think that's why women get married, because the ring is on that finger. And they're like, okay, that's left
that,
from
that's
now on.
It's
like,
all
right, look, now I know which way's left. It's the one with a big rock on it. The other story that was in the news recently, this dude skipped out on his tattoo bill. And they saran wrapped him to a tree.
Yeah, they ran him down.
Dang.
Because they have tons of saran wrap at tattoo places.
Oh, what's going on with that?
Because it keeps like the moisture on it. They put like Vaseline and then saran it, right?
Oh. You've never...
I know the Vaseline. I didn't know we're wrapping.
Oh yeah,
I've
had people you see them and they're just it just looks like it's like a fresh wound and they're just wrapped in saran wrap.
And you just keep that on there for
moisture.
You take it off, put a little more goop on, and rewrap it with saran wrap.
They're high maintenance. Right? I mean, yeah, when they're high maintenance.
I want you to get something. I don't know what you would get, but all right. So if you've got a tattoo tale, it's time for you to call us 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking tattoo tales, and we've made a side bet. I don't know if I told everybody. The worst tattoo we hear today, the three of us have to go and get it together.
Okay. You're first.
I'm not going first. I've seen that whole dance. Kayla?
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
So about 5 years ago, my boyfriend lost a bet to me. It was... middle of winter, I made him go to a tattoo shop in a Speedo, and he got a D face tattooed on his right butt cheek.
A D face?
Yeah, like a colon and a capital D.
Oh, the smiley face. Oh, my God.
It's about the size of, a small coffee container, like the lid. It's huge. It covers majority of his butt cheek. It's great.
Would you want your man to have that?
It was either him or me. We were intoxicated and under the influence.
Enough said, huh?
But can you see it when he wears...
Oh, I can't complain.
Well, okay. You would only see it if he's naked then. Like if he's in Mexico at a pool, you're not going to see it.
Right. Okay. No, not at all. No,
and that's not terrible.
Than the outside.
Well played. Yeah. That's fun.
All right, thank you for the call, Kayla. I don't want to get that one. Tony?
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
I have a no regrets tattoo on my forearm.
Is it spelled right?
Yes, it is. Oh, and good. It was okay until all those commercials came out. And then,
there's a commercial out with everybody getting bad tattoos, and there's a dude, I think, getting, it's like no regrets emblazoned, but it's R-E-G-R-A-T-S.
It's on that movie, We're the Millers, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's my credo.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, that's fun.
So you have it somewhere where everybody can see it, though?
It's on my forearm, and it's very large. It's my entire forearm.
That's the other really big thing about tattoos. You've got to make sure whatever you're putting... is going to hold up. Yep. Like if you put YOLO on your arm, right? Because YOLO was the thing. It was like, YOLO! And now you're like, YOLO. Like you got YOLO. Like,
that's a good one.
It's awful. Thank you for the call, Tony. Sammy.
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
So there's a place in Denver that does $13 tattoos.
Score.
And so my friends and I've gone two from there before. And so my friends and I kind of were hemming and hawing about a tattoo. We finally decided, we go through, we get our tattoos, everything. At the end when we leave, I realized I got the tattoo on the wrong side of my body.
Oh, how do you get a tattoo on the wrong side?
Left.
What?
My plan was to get it on the left side of my body, and I ended up getting it on the right side of my body.
But what is the tattoo of?
It's just a rocket ship. But I have two other tattoos, one of a balloon and one of a paper airplane on my right side.
Oh.
And so I was like, I'm going to fly away because they're all on the same side of my body.
Oh, Sammy.
Oh, that's tragic. And kind of hilarious. Thank you for the call, Sammy. Susie.
Hi. Yay.
tattoo tales.
Yeah, I've got a good one. My boss is also a good friend. She has little tattoos on all parts of her body, but she was missing one on her left forearm. So she had her middle fingerprint tattooed there. So if ever she's killed and dismembered, they could ID her.
Whoa.
That is dark.
Holy smokes.
Easily the darkest tattoo I've ever heard.
What? Dang, that's brilliant, actually.
It really is. And she's a brilliant lady who's hilarious. So it's more of a joke than anything. It's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe she did it. She always told me she was going to do it, and then one day she did. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I wonder if you could use it to unlock your phone.
Ooh.
No, because they blew up the fingerprint, it's a little blurry.
Oh, it's a little blurry.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I should try that, though.
Yes. Yeah. Although now it's your face ID, so you'd have to get your face tattooed somewhere else.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Why don't you just use your face?
Well.
Yeah. Katie?
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
I have three friends who were giving each other tattoos while riding on a train.
Oh.
Okay.
What?
I bet they look amazing.
The tattoos were supposed to say Whiskey Jack.
Yeah.
And one of their tattoos ended up saying Whisk Jackie.
Whisk, it'd be like a Michelin chef, wouldn't it?
It's sort of that's awesome. I don't
Whisk Jockey.
But you happen to have a tattoo gun on a train ride?
Right.
What is going on?
Random.
I need new friends.
Well,
Anthony?
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
So my buddy just got back from his first tour abroad in the Marines and got tattooed up while he was doing it. And so I told him I'd go get another one with him. And it was kind of spur of the moment. We went in. I just wanted to get an American flag on my back for him. And so the guy spends all kinds of time finding one and drawing it up for me. When he puts it on, he messed it up and messed up the stripes. And so now I have a messed up American flag tattoo on my back.
Oh, man.
Like, it doesn't have enough stripes, or is it like... What? At least he got the...
It started with the wrong color, or missed a stripe. I can't remember exactly, but, I mean, if you look closely, he kind of covered it up, but when you look closely, you're like, yeah, he definitely... Like, the next time I got a tattoo with someone who was a whole lot better, he looked at it, he's like, wow, who screwed up your American flag?
Oh, how can you... That's like the... Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's images of it everywhere. Rachel.
Yay.
Tattoo tales.
So my husband and I have a lot of fun ones between the two of us, but my favorite one, my idea, it's on him, though. He has a camel tattooed on his big toe.
Oh, camel toe.
And so a lot of times I'll be able to say, like, well, hey, do you guys want to see my husband's camel toe?
Oh.
And they look at me and then, you know,
<before that>. Okay, then.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
All right, so we need to talk about life hacks again, apparently.
Yeah, those new ones are coming out all the time.
I don't... Did you saw the video of this, the pan flip?
It's so... elementary that are we all mad at ourselves for not thinking of it ourselves? Or? You're not impressed with that one?
I don't. So if you haven't seen it, it's, you basically, like, so you got, say you got a grilled cheese.
Okay.
And then you shove your spatula under it and then you kind of got to go, and flip it over, right?
Okay.
Instead, you just lift the grilled cheese up, flip the pan over on top of it.
Okay.
And then bop, like, so you don't have to do the flip with the spatula. The pan's already on top of it. So as you flip over, it's automatically falling into the pan. Does that make sense? So it's like you flip the pan over and you're like, ugh!
And it falls.
And it.
But am I doing extra motions there? Is there extra work?
There's
going?
A little bit, but who can't flip a damn grilled cheese?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Everybody's
okay.
Like, this is pure genius. What?
For people that can't flip,
if you
food.
Can't flip a grilled cheese, don't eat one.
I don't make you make it all wrong in the pan, but is it hard to really flip the grilled? What part
I struggle with pancakes a little because I get nervous because you've got a side that's cooked,
yeah.
And you're flipping over onto a side that's uncooked,
yeah.
And so when you flip it over, it like
it slides
just
little.
A tiny little bit and squishes it down. If I could just get it to go over
like the
better.
New, the hack, the new...
I don't think the hack would work on that.
It won't work on that either.
I'll try it on a pancake, damn it. But I don't...
You're not impressed with this new...
I don't know. It's just because everybody's like... It's all the TikTok reaction videos and people like jump up and run downstairs and try it themselves. And they're like, this is amazing. I don't...
Dude, it's got like 5 million views.
Shut your mouth. Does
that,
it really?
That means there's 5 million people that can't flip a grilled cheese normally.
If you're one of those people... Heck is wrong with you?
Okay.
So we want you to, like, we won't make fun of your life hacks. Do you have a life hack that you've invented or one that maybe you just don't think's on the radar or one we haven't heard of?
Yeah.
We want to hear them. 303-222-5423, or you can text us your hacks at 51059. This Chipotle TikTok.
You were impressed with this one.
I kind of am.
Okay.
I don't know why nobody's thought about this one.
See, this is another one. It's so elementary simple that why didn't another human being think of this?
If you're not a Chipotle, Qdoba, Baja Express person, you know, you start on the beginning with rice, and then you go to a bean, then you go to a meat, then you go to the sauces,
yeah.
And then at the end, you're to the guacs, the sour creams, the cheese.
Look at you.
They say to start at the cheese.
So start at the end, go way over here and work backwards?
No, you just ask the person before they put the rice in, go, okay, could you run down there and grab the cheese?
So the cheese is the first thing in the bowl, then the rice on top.
Because guess what happens when you put hot rice on cold cheese?
It like melts the cold cheese.
It does.
And that's what you want, right? You want the melting.
Don't you?
Don't you?
I mean, there's things that I want. Like, if I'm eating a taco.
You want cold cheese?
Kind of.
Why?
Well, I kind of want both. I want a little bit of cheese melted into my beef or chicken or whatever.
Okay.
But then on the top, you want that cold. You want that contrast. You want that lettuce, tomato, cheese on top. But I do want the gooey ooey.
You demand a lot from Taco Bell.
There's a lot. But when it comes to, like, Chipotle, like, oftentimes what I do is I like mix it all up to try to get the cheese to melt a little bit.
Oh,
if it was already
that,
on the bottom.
You're right. You just do it this.
This hack is way better than pan flip.
Pan flip
in my hack. In my humble
okay,
opinion.
Okay, so cheese goes first in the bowl.
Yes.
That's smart.
What's your, don't you have some weird, I don't know if you'd call it a life hack, but you can fold aluminum foil into a brownie pan.
Yeah, this is before I couldn't afford pots and pans, yet yeah. I still enjoyed, you know, making food. So I would take a sheet of, you're right, aluminum foil.
Just one?
Yeah, and I would just fold up the edges so there's like a
That's
border.
That's strong enough?
It is, actually. You don't want to, you're right, pouring brownies in that little
I'm
form.
Just picturing like, you with brownie goo everywhere.
Yes, you gotta be a little careful on that one.
Okay.
But I would make like frozen chicken on my foil, and it takes a little bit longer to make than I just
so
for
you
the
make
pan.
It. You make it have three dimensions.
I do.
It, you
fold
it
up the sides so it okay. has walls to keep all the stuff inside. Yes, dude, you gotta try it. If you don't
you
have a
find
pan.
Find yourself somewhere with an oven brownie mix, but no pan.
Yes. It's a great
on
hack.
Your reconnoiter list. See if you've got.
It's fun too.
I don't know if this is a life hack.
Okay,
but if you happen to have more than one snow shovel,
okay,
and you don't have anybody who's willing to go outside with you, put them side by side.
Okay, so I'm holding.
I shovel like I've done my.
Oh,
entire,
you're the school. You're the.
You put one in each hand, and then you just run. Like
running?
It's a tackling dummy in football.
Okay.
Like you that thing, that sled that you push.
Right.
I can do my driveway in like 10 minutes.
Wait, there's running? And you,
well, because you got to get momentum going because now you're pushing twice as much snow.
But then they're next to each other.
Put them, lock them in together.
Okay.
Lock them together.
And then run.
Haul butt down your driveway.
And you just shove the snow.
You just shove it all out of the way.
Because I don't have to shovel it. I'm just pushing it.
Yeah. So you just, and
wow.
I push down and out instead of trying to push over to my grass.
Oh, it's like we're brushing
down
your
and
teeth.
Out.
Down and
down
away.
And down out. And out. Like the way you shave.
Okay. Down and to the left.
You're listening to two guys giving you advice on things they don't understand whatsoever.
Amen.
Some of the other ones while we're waiting for you to call. Oh, the life hack, the one about the can. Do you remember? And I started to do it. We all use the can opener wrong.
Yes, we did.
When you cut the inside
right.
of a can lid out,
yeah.
that's when you get cut.
Yeah, this one you're supposed to.
You take your can opener. I don't think we can describe it
no.
on the radio accurately, but sideways. So you're literally removing the metal from the cardboardy kindness.
There it is.
On the side of the can. So you're going sideways. It works exactly the same.
It is.
And then it put things, there's no lip to stop your cranberry juice or whatever's in there to come. It's like.
You're right. It all one.
It just comes out. Especially like refried beans. Then you can like squeeze it like toothpaste. Like. And it just comes out.
Dude, you're good at the noises of the food.
I can do a lot of. All right, so if you've got a life hack, oh, the other one, that this one has changed my life. If you got some white wine, it's not cold enough, but you're really thirsty, always have chilled, because if you put an ice cube in your white wine,
you're just diluting.
You're diluting it.
Yeah.
You're ruining your white wine. But if you have chilled green grapes in your freezer,
oh, those, that's your
you
cubes.
Drop them in.
You still have the flavor.
They
of
don't
them.
Dilute the flavor.
Because
they're just cold, and they're also made of the same thing that the wine's made of.
You're right. So I just wait for them to unfreeze. I can't.
Yeah, you're just drinking as you go. The ice cubes are basically frozen wine cubes.
Dude, you come up with the best boozy ones.
I can go on and on about booze hacks. Store your vodka in the freezer. Trust me on this one. Not going to lie. Your drinks are going to rock. Okay. Life hacks. They don't have to be just kitchen.
Right, right.
They can be about
anything.
Whatever. If you got a great life hack, we have a $100 Visa gift card for the best call. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking life hacks, and so far, almost all of ours are either alcohol-related or kitchen-related.
Yeah, food, and yeah.
Oh, no.
Here comes some more.
We got more life hacks, and I don't even want to take this one because it's going to make you even lazier than you already are. Let's see. Natalie?
Yai.
Yai.
What's your life hack?
Okay, so my life hack is you don't ever make grilled cheese in a pan. You always make it in your George Foreman grill.
There you go.
And it comes out perfect.
Heck yeah.
Does George Foreman have a lid?
Yes. It cooks on both sides.
Oh, wow. That is game changing.
It is.
It's almost like having a little panini press.
Yes.
It comes out amazing.
It does. I'm with Natalie.
And does it get some good sears on it?
Best sear ever.
Shut up. Do you spray like Pam or something on both sides?
No, you just put a little bit of butter on both sides of the bread and then the cheese in the middle.
It won't stick.
There
it's
you
George.
Go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep, Natalie, you
How
nailed
much
it.
Is George? It won't stick. It's George. This is Steve from my friends at George Foreman Grill. It's not just for me.
It's kept me alive.
You do some grilled cheese. Steve does his, Natalie, in a toaster with Cheese Whiz. So, like, even yours is way too complicated. But thank you for the call. I actually don't hate that one.
I'll bring it back.
Because there's something about having it squished a little
like
bit.
Like a panini, like you said, the panini.
Yes, yeah. I like that one. Kevin.
Yay.
Yay. What's your hack?
So it's another taco-themed one. But so if you're eating, like, soft tacos just at home or something, they get kind of messy. You know, you take a bite, and all the stuff kind of falls out the back 100%. Onto the plate. So you always keep a new tortilla, like a blank tortilla, on your plate so that when all that stuff falls out of your original taco, it just becomes your second taco.
Look at you.
You're literally building a spillover taco as you eat.
Exactly. You just got to plan for being messy.
That's simply brilliant. The best hacks are simple.
I sort of dig that one. I thought you were going to use an extra tortilla because, like a lot of street tacos, they put like two or three corn tortillas under there.
Oh.
So that it won't soak through. But then your ratio of tortilla to meat is off because then you're like, that's a lot of corn. It's all dry. But this is brilliant.
That is.
You just got, it's just like the slop over.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need a little extra tortilla.
Huh.
Nicely done.
Very well. Thank you, Kevin. Lori.
Yay.
Yay.
Life hack.
All right. So you have a can of refried beans.
Yep.
Open the can, turn it upside down, and take a knife, poke a couple holes in the bottom, and blow, and all the beans will come out in one big blob, and you won't have anything left in the can.
Do you know how long I spend with a spoon trying to get down in that the cracks and whatever? And sometimes
exactly.
I'll even like put water in it and then dump those in. I have to cook the water off then. So,
exactly. No, poke it with the knife and blow through the holes.
Or just open up the other can. Other side of the can. You know how you have an opener?
But she wants you to blow into it, though.
Okay.
So you're like...
Exactly.
That's
Hello.
Better than just open.
Make it fun.
I think you're doing the physics side of it, so the air is there, but she's actually putting pressure behind the beans to get them to move the hell.
And
I don't think
blob.
You've ever opened refried beans.
I've never had refried beans.
Oh, my God. They're very paste. They're
sticky.
Yes. So having like, her like go.
It's like my bean and bacon soup. That's one big.
Gross.
Yeah,
it's,
blob
don't
of paste.
Don't ever compare my la preferida refried beans to your nasty Campbell's soup.
So let me ask you guys this real quick then. Yeah. Is the goal when you open up that can is to get it all to come out can shape, to stay in the shape of the can?
No.
Exactly. It stays in the shape of the can.
Yeah. I do that with my bean and bacon soup.
That's gross.
You try and make it stay in
God.
The shape of
Thank
the can.
Thank you for the call, Lori.
Yes.
What is wrong with
that
you?
That is fine.
No, that's not, that's nobody's goal.
It should be.
No, it shouldn't. Lisa.
Yay.
Yay. Life hacks. What do you got?
I have an avocado life hack that's going to change everybody's life.
Okay.
So, you know, you buy the avocados and they start to get too soft and you can't quite get to them yet.
Yeah.
Scoop them out. Mix them with lime juice and garlic salt. Take an ice cream scoop and on the plastic paper, make little dollops. Put them in the freezer. They will not turn brown. They will freeze rock hard. And when you want them, you take them out and you have a little blob of guacamole.
Shut up. The lemon juice is a preservative in this case, right?
Yeah. You use either lemon or lime.
Huh.
Yeah, it preserves them. They stay beautiful green. And you take them out. They're frozen rock hard. I set them on the counter to thaw, or I thaw them in the microwave.
I was going to say, how long is it? Yeah, you got to take forever to thaw or mic them up. Now they're the consistency.
I love how you're acting like you care about this. It's a vegetable, Steve.
I don't even like guac.
Oh, my God.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So I just found a study that says it's scientists are basically saying I'm superior to pretty much everyone on the planet.
We're so, superior.
Yeah.
Amber, you are...
Uh-huh.
You're like an apprentice. You're at a journeyman level to what I do when it comes to swearing. You don't swear that much, Steve. You say the F word as like a reaction.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You're
right. I don't really.
I don't find Steve to be why
vulgar and uncouth.
There it is. It's because I get it. It's because you were raised. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So if I did swear when I was younger, it really meant something was really going on.
Really?
Yeah. But you've taken it to an art form. I'll give you that we're all just as intelligent on the same plane.
No. See, science. I'm going to give you some science here on why swearing more is good. It's five reasons to swear more.
Okay.
And maybe by the end of this, we can just each unload on a tire. We can test out our bleep button and say whatever our favorite phrases are. My son, I don't know how to say this. He's following in my footsteps.
No, already? You censor yourself. Yeah, I guess I was cussing at that age. You censor yourself more at home, right?
Are you asking? No, I don't. I do.
Really? Because I always thought that you censor yourself at home, you censor yourself on air, so when we're not on the mics, you're just like, bleep, 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 because it all comes out at once.
It kind of does, but at home, it's, yeah, because we have people over, and then when I have somebody over, that's just my normal just hanging out, alcohol or no alcohol, I'm vile.
Yeah.
And you manage to form new swear words and phrases by...
Right.
But yeah.
Inserting.
He has made it in art form a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God, you guys. Thank you.
But genie, I wouldn't go to the level of a genie.
No, it's genius. Here we go. Number one, five reasons to swear more. It can be a sign of intelligence. Boom!
Ho, ho, ho.
No, it says it can be. They haven't definitively.
This is a study in 2015. Mm. This is science, buddy. People who mix it up and use lots of different swear words tend to have better language skills in general. Doesn't say much about their reading skills, obviously.
Okay.
So,
language.
Because I'm able to throw like abso, effing, lutely and things like that.
You're babel.
Yes. Oh. I'm so adept at language that I've got my own.
Mm.
You've got your own language. Okay.
Can we stop for a moment and just point out that Amber thinks she's on par with me? Like, I think that's cute. I just want to pat her little head, but it's like...
I don't think I'm on par with you, but I think I swear more than the average person.
Nice.
And since being around you, it has gotten worse.
Is it my fault? Do you think it's because of me?
I literally met someone and said three horrible cuss words to them within the first like 10 seconds of meeting them. And I was like, damn it, Slacker! Like immediately you came to my head because I use words that I don't use that you use.
Yes.
And I was like, that's not even my favorite cuss word.
You didn't drop the K.
The C?
Well, I spell it with a K.
Yeah, make it safer.
It's way safer. Women hate the C word, but if you spell it with a K, they're like, oh, immunity. Trust me, try it.
I don't know. It's a British word, so I like,
you should try it.
But yeah, that was one
you
of
did drop
that
a,
was one of them. Yeah. And I don't
with a client or somebody,
I don't
right?
really say that.
With a client.
I was at a professional photo shoot and he's like, "Oh, so you still don't cuss on the radio?" And I was like, "Yeah, well, we can't say." And then I just started listening.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why.
Let's see. Next, people who swear a lot might be more honest. And I can see what you're going to do because it's like maybe more intelligent, might be more honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of
In 2017, a study found links between honesty and how much we swear.
Well, Steve,
what?
You tend to lean toward lying.
And you don't swear much.
You don't swear, so.
Proving the theorem correct. Science. It also increases your pain tolerance.
That is true.
Oh, because, yeah, I see that.
Don't you believe that?
I see that.
If I have stubbed my toe in front of my mother, it hurts way worse.
Because you can't. Because
you can't let the muscle. And if you unleash that tirade, there's something about, while punching stuff, you got to punch stuff at the same time.
Okay, I'd be physical about it.
I believe that
there's
wholeheartedly.
There's that history of swear words, and they allowed, they did like the same pain test on people and allowed one group to say it, one group not, and it proved correct.
Okay.
Okay. Again. We have three reasons to swear more. Here's number four. It's a sign of creativity. Swear words tend to be handled by the right side of your brain or the creative side.
Oh.
So sometimes people who have a stroke on that side stop swearing completely, even when they used to swear a lot.
Wow.
So if you catch me one day just all of a sudden using the Queen's English, take me to a hospital. I just had a stroke. Last one. Throwing expletives is better than throwing punches.
They hurt worse sometimes.
Oh, okay. That makes...
No, I think what they're saying is, like, I'm a better person because people who don't swear get pent up and get physical with somebody.
Oh.
But I lash out with words.
Verbal.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
But names would never.
All right, now everybody at the same time say their favorite cuss word. Okay, one at a time.
Mother f***.
Love it. What's yours? I'm going with c***.
With a K.
Slacker and Steve.
So I've got a story to tell. If you're one of those people who gets a little randy when you've had too much to drink?
Oh, yeah.
Be very careful about who you ask to touch you inappropriately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got a story. If you're a drug mule and you're pregnant, where do you stash the drugs on your body? I don't know.
You just jumped straight at a drug mule. Had me at mule.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
A 30-year-old woman from Sao Paulo, Brazil. You're better at pronouncing that.
Sao Paulo.
That one. She got on a bus in Paraguay.
Oh, she's making the rounds.
She is. And then she headed back to Brazil.
Okay.
But the authorities, they thought it was kind of shady. They think she might be smuggling drugs in the process.
We're going to watch out for you, woman.
They did approach her. They observed her, and they found out she was smuggling drugs inside of her fake pregnant belly. Apparently, she hollowed out a watermelon, stuffed it up her dress, and then she would conceal four bricks of cocaine in the watermelon.
You're a drug smuggler, and the best you got is a hollowed out watermelon?
There is that.
They make fake pregnant, like, they make stuff, like, for you smugglers.
She needed your tip and help.
Oh, come on, you're from Sao Paulo. Reach out to my wife's family. They'll help you out.
The cops were so impressed, they took several pictures and praised the woman's creativity without limits. No, you have the better idea.
Oh,
this is dumb.
Oh, my God, there's way better things to do. When I'm smuggling cocaine, you guys, here's how I do it. So even though they praised her creativity, they
weren't so impressed to let her go free. Yeah, she's in the pose. So yeah.
My story, fortunately for all of us, is out of South Florida.
Yeah, we got a winner.
Apparently, a Florida college kid decided to drink a bunch. What? He got himself all drunk and disorderly and got some people to call the police on him.
Oh.
He actually didn't pay his $820 bar tab. He's 22, was completely belligerent. Cops arrived, and he started telling the cops, "I'm sorry, you guys aren't as smart as me. You didn't even graduate high school."
Okay.
Then started flinging F-bombs in all directions. One officer began to restrain him, and he said, "That turns me on."
Okay.
And began to ask the officers to pinch him in places he shouldn't.
Wow.
Instead of pinching him, they threw him in the back of a squad car and did some cavity searches and everything else they could do on this drunk and disorderly Florida college kid. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.